From WXXI News, I'm Evan Dawson, and this is Connections. This hour is devoted to candidate-free airtime. We're just a few days away from Election Day, and WXXI is proud to continue our commitment to keeping you informed by offering candidates the opportunity to talk to you directly about their views on the issues. A free airtime message was offered to every legally qualified candidate for state Senate and Assembly, county legislature, state government, and United States Congress. Each participating candidate has 2 minutes to provide you with an unfiltered and honest look at their platform. So let's get things started by hearing from candidates for the Monroe County Legislature.
My name is Brian Marinetti, and I'm the Monroe County Legislator for the 7th District. My district includes portions of the town of Greece and Charlotte. I'm seeking your support so that I can continue to serve the families and businesses in my district. I've been endorsed by the Republican, Conservative, and Independence parties. Growing up, I was able to see firsthand what public service meant to our community and to my family. Many of you may know my father, Ed Marinetti. He served our community in a variety of capacities, and he demonstrated to me and my family that the key to public service was keeping your focus on making our community a better place for your neighbors. He also taught me that you should never break the trust of those you serve. My family moved from Spencerport when I was younger, and since that time I've been proud to call Greece my home. Following graduation from law school, I worked in private practice, focusing on employment and real estate law. Shortly thereafter, I joined the Monroe County Law Department as a litigator, where I helped protect the interests of local taxpayers. Today, I serve as the Greece Town Attorney and continue to give back to my community in a variety of ways, donating my time and energy in many civic organizations. My pledge to you is simple. I will never lose focus on the two most important issues to our community, providing stable taxes and protecting jobs, because these two issues are so critical to the great quality of life we have in Greece and Charlotte. It's been a pleasure to live and work in the town of Greece, and I look forward to continuing my service in the Monroe County Legislature. On Election Day, Tuesday, November 4th, I'd be proud to earn your vote.
Hello, I'm County Legislator Sean Delahanny, and I'm running to continue representing the 11th Legislative District in the Monroe County Legislature, which is the majority of the town of Parrington. As a graduate of Fairport Schools, I couldn't be more proud to represent my hometown. Many of you may know me from my time on the Fairport Village Board, a position which I was proud to hold until my appointment to the legislature this year. Serving on the legislature and the village board has given me the opportunity to see just how great it is to live here and the importance of maintaining quality of life services that residents have come to expect. Throughout my professional career, I have gained a wide range of experiences with private companies and in government. This experience gives me a unique perspective on how government can provide needed services while keeping costs low and never losing sight of the people we serve. Growing up, my parents always taught me to give back to the community that has given me so much. That's why I dedicate my time to the Parrington Historical Society, the Fairport Football Alumni Association, the Crescent Trail Association, and the United Way of Greater Rochester. My vision for the future of our community is simple. We must keep taxes low and help local businesses create and retain good-paying jobs in Fairport. With your vote, we can continue working together to ensure that Fairport remains a community that so many people call home for a lifetime. I would be honored to receive your vote on Election Day, Tuesday, November 4th. The polls are open from 6 a.m. to 9 p.m. And as a former Fairport student athlete, I must remind you, once a Raider, always a Raider.
My name is Dorothy Stick, and I serve as the Monroe County Legislator for the 18th Legislative District. This includes areas in the town of Parrington and East Rochester. I'm proud to be endorsed by the Republican, Conservative, and Independence parties. The town of Parrington is my home. It is where my husband and I have chosen to raise our two sons, Alexander and Stefan. Professionally, I've worked as a senior auditor for Mutual of New York, Unisys, and Coopers & Lybrand, as well as a tax preparer for Greenbaum, Sager, and Kasdan. I'm currently employed as a library secretary at Brighton Central School District. My experience in the financial services industry has prepared me well for this position. I have a unique perspective of having worked in both the private and public sectors, and I will bring this experience with me to the legislature. Outside of work, I've been active in the community. I'm a member of the Parenton Historical Society and other organizations. Previously, I was on St. Stanislaus Church Parish Council, on the board of directors of the Polish Heritage Society, committee chairperson for Cub Scout PAC 2, and treasurer for Boy Scout Troop 167. I'm proud to say that both of my sons are Eagle Scouts. Over the years, I've had the great fortune of meeting countless residents through my activities with my children and by serving in various capacities in the community. As your county legislator, I will continue fighting to keep the county property tax rate stable by controlling spending through streamlining and innovation, and by supporting programs which will help to create and retain local jobs. I've been honored to serve in the county legislature, and I believe we can accomplish great things by working together. I humbly ask for your support on Election Day, November 4th. For more information, please visit dorothystick.com.
Those were candidates for the Monroe County Legislature. We heard from Republican incumbent Dorothy Stick from the 18th District, Republican incumbent Sean Delahanty from the 11th District, and Republican incumbent Brian Marionetti from the 7th District. You're listening to Connections on WXXI, WRUR, and WEOS, and this hour is devoted to candidate-free airtime. WXXI has been offering free airtime during election season for the past 15 years as a way for voters to get an unedited view of the candidates who run for public office. Next, we'll hear from some of the candidates for the New York State Assembly.
Hello, my name is Gary Putup, and I'm asking to be your Assembly representative as a Democratic and Working Families Party candidate for the 134th New York Assembly District that includes the towns of Greece, Ogden, and Parma. I'm a longtime resident of the district, living with my wife of 36 years in the town of Greece. Our daughter attended public schools here and is now a special ed teacher. During my long career as a police officer and sheriff's deputy, I spent many days and nights with you in our hometowns and villages. I saw firsthand the struggles we share and the consequences of failed government policies. I also witnessed firsthand the power of the people to do good. I know the pressures we face. Many opportunities have been sliding away from us as an unfair tax system overwhelms the everyday homeowner. Good jobs with meaningful benefits disappear, and many of our fellow citizens are denied full and equal treatment. Today, women still face discrimination in pay, employment, and housing. I'm not afraid of women being full and equal partners in our democracy. Indeed, I welcome the day. I remain an active community volunteer. I'm a member of the local Police Citizen Advisory Council, along with the Greece Police, and an advocate for those facing the challenges presented by an unresponsive, big government full of political appointees. I have a unique blend of having been a career law enforcement officer, a small business person, and a champion for everyday people. These experiences have given me an appreciation for the many personal stories in the district. I have an established history of being an advocate in Albany to make life here better. You can read my positions at my Facebook page or on my website. I give you my word that you will have no better advocate, no more tenacious fighter, and no better qualified representative for you in Albany. Thank you, I'm Gary Putup, and I'm running for State Assembly in Greece, Ogden, and Parma.
Hello, I'm Peter Lawrence, and I'm running on the Republican, Conservative, and Independence party lines to represent the families and businesses of the 134th Assembly District, Greece, Ogden, and Parma. I'm not a career politician, but I am familiar with what politics has done to our state. Our businesses are overburdened and overtaxed under years of failed policies and political gimmicks. High taxes, unfunded mandates, and a broken entitlement system are causing our families to struggle simply to make ends meet. New York has become an unfriendly place to work, raise a family, or operate a business. I've spent my entire life in public service. I was a proud member of the law enforcement community for 37 years. 29 as a ranking officer of the New York State Police, and then appointed by the President to be your United States Marshal. As a law enforcement official, it was my duty to ensure the safety of our families and neighbors was given the highest priority. As your Assemblyman, no one will fight harder for our community, for our families, for our children, for all of us, than I will. I will fight to lower taxes, both personal and business, to create more and better paying jobs. I will fight to repeal the SAFE Act, a gimmick passed only for political gain, restricting our constitutional rights, while having no effect on crime other than making criminals out of law-abiding citizens. I will fight to improve our education system and eliminate Common Core so that our children can realize their true potential. On Election Day, you will have the opportunity to choose between two very different visions for our community, one that increases our prosperity, quality of life, and regains confidence in our leaders, or one that keeps the status quo of broken promises and misguided policies, resulting in our state being dead last in the country for economic outlook. I want to change that, and on November 4th, I hope you give me that chance. Please vote for me, Peter Lawrence, for New York State Assembly. Thank you, and God bless America.
Those were some of the candidates for the New York State Assembly. Democrat Gary Putup and Republican Peter Lawrence are running for the seat in the 134th District. You can watch the videos of all of these free airtime messages on our website. Just go to WXXINews.org and click on Candidate Free Airtime on the right side of the page near the top. Here are a couple of more candidates for the New York State Assembly.
Hello, I'm Republican Assemblyman Mark Johnson. For the past 4 years, I've had the honor and privilege of serving the 135th Assembly District, which includes the communities of Webster, Penfield, Parrington, Fairport, and East Rochester. During the past 4 years of my tenure, we passed four on-time state budgets, saving billions of dollars in wasteful spending. I will continue to fight for real reform in Albany. We have instituted a tax-free status for manufacturing business to help create high-paying jobs and keep families in upstate New York. When I'm reelected, I will continue to advocate for term limits and campaign finance reform. Albany needs to get its spending priorities in line with what the people want. We need people like myself who will listen to their constituents and represent their needs. My focus will entirely be on the taxpayers, residents, and businesses of the 135th Assembly District. I will push for legislation that will make this a reality. My SOLE Act would allow any legislator to bring significant legislation to the floor for a debate, a discussion, and then an up or down vote. By ushering in real reform, we can achieve more meaningful legislation so we can return New York back to its rightful status as the Empire State. I'm Assemblyman Mark Johns, and I want to thank you for allowing me to have a few moments of your time.
Hello, my name is Ann C. Lewis. I'm running for the office of State Assembly for District 137 against incumbent David Gant. I am a Democrat. However, any registered voter who lives in Gates, Cornhill, the 19th Ward, and sections of the east side of Rochester can cast their vote for me on line 7I at the bottom of the ballot on the party line entitled Rochester and Gates United Neighbors. I've lived in Cornhill for over 20 years. I have two masters, one in education, one in public administration, and I possess a BA in sociology. I have always been an advocate. I worked 16 years as a rehabilitation counselor with the Monroe County Jail, and prior to that, 5 years as a victim service worker with the Rochester Police Department. Currently, I work as an educator. I faithfully attend Enid Baptist Church. I am a member of Delta Sigma Theta Sorority Incorporated and the Cornhill Neighborhood Association. When elected into office, I pledge to you to be determined and committed to ensuring that all residents are given the opportunity to thrive. With your help, we will work to ensure that the taxes are distributed equally to all neighborhoods and schools. If we can find the federal dollars to make bike trails on our city streets, I say to you, there has to be federal dollars available which allow for affordable housing for the elderly, the limited income, the disabled, and veterans. No longer will we be forced to tolerate and drive on unsafe roads and bridges. Together, we will work to eradicate crime within our streets and develop legislation that brings the use of clean energy jobs back to District 137. Equality in pay will become the norm, not the exception. Yes, I am the change you want to see. Our residents who live within District 137 have a right to an advocate working on their behalf, regardless of where they live, not just the hand-picked few. Please vote for the positive change you want to see. Thank you.
Hello, I'm State Controller Tom DiNapoli. I approach each day in office with two important goals: helping New York taxpayers and holding government accountable. I know the value of a dollar, and I know how hard New York families work to make ends meet. I believe that government has a responsibility to do everything it can to spend your tax dollars efficiently. As your state controller, I follow the money at every level of government, state and local. My audits have uncovered billions in wasteful spending. I've put a bullseye on public corruption, leading to 80 arrests and the recovery of $12 million in stolen taxpayer money in just the last 2 years. And I've worked to restore accountability to a state pension fund battered by scandal and the global economic collapse. As a result of my reforms, the state pension fund has received national recognition for transparency and is valued at a record high of $181 billion. The job of state controller is about making government work for you and your family. I'm proud of my work looking out for taxpayers, fighting corruption, and protecting retirees. So I ask for your vote for state controller on November 4th, and I pledge to continue to be the honest, independent watchdog you need in Albany, fighting for you and your family every day. This is State Controller Tom DiNapoli, and working together, I know we can create a stronger New York.
You just heard from Tom DiNapoli, Democratic incumbent candidate for state controller, and before him were Democrat Ann Lewis from the 137th District of the Assembly and Republican incumbent Mark Johns from the 135th District. WXXI News will have complete coverage of all the results on election night, including state, local, and national races. You'll hear breaking results, expert analysis, and speeches and reactions on Tuesday evening beginning at 9 o'clock on WXXI AM 1370, WXXI FM HD2, and WEOS FM 89.5. Next, we hear from candidates for the 138th District of the State Assembly.
Hi, I'm Harry Bronson, running for re-election on the Democratic, Independence, and Working Families lines to the State Assembly. Having grown up in a family of 12 children, my mom taught me the importance of family and community service. And from my dad, I learned the importance of hard work. With those early lessons, I have worked to ensure that our children get the education they deserve. Our seniors have access to the services they need. Families feel safe in their homes, and that hard-working women and men find good-paying jobs to make ends meet. Strong leadership and working with others are essential to making our community vibrant for our families. Working with my colleagues, we cut personal income taxes to their lowest rate in 60 years while rebuilding our infrastructure and investing in our future. I know that you believe government must find ways to lower the cost of living. That is why I fought to reduce the energy surcharge by $200 million that will lower your energy bills this year. I am working to encourage research and development in our own backyard that will create the jobs of tomorrow. Maintaining leadership in sustainable manufacturing and data science will help transition New York State into a new economy. This year, funding was increased for two local centers of excellence, one at Rochester Institute of Technology and another at the University of Rochester, both high-quality research institutions, and with public and private support will make New York a leader in producing innovative technologies and creating good jobs today and in the future. But there is still more work to be done. I am ready to tackle the issues that matter the most to you, including fighting to better educate our children and ensure that our hardworking families are not overburdened with unnecessary taxes. Keep our economy moving forward while protecting those who are least able to protect themselves. I know you share my commitment for a brighter future. I ask for your vote on November 4th.
Hello, my name is Peter Vasquez. I am the endorsed Republican and conservative candidate working to earn your vote in the 138th Assembly District. I believe we can all agree that a government without checks and balances breeds the culture of corruption that we see today in the one-sided New York State Assembly. I personally know what it's like to have to choose between eating and paying the bills. I know that it's easier to feel like giving up because of the lack of resources and the fear of crime. But I didn't give up, and I hope that you don't give up either. Together, we can create a positive environment at home and in the community that will empower our youth and young adults to learn as much as they can, where teachers can teach in a way that students can learn, and where parents are encouraged to participate in the cultivation of their child's future. Together, we can create meaningful jobs, jobs that will lift people out of poverty and afford them the opportunity to define their own American dream. New York residents pay the most state and local taxes in the nation per capita. Is this a true representation of the government that is of the people, by the people, and for the people? I think not. Together, we can find innovative ways to reduce taxes so that more businesses will want to stay here or even relocate to New York. It's time that we return to our roots and uphold a constitution that guarantees the rights, the freedoms, and the safety of all Americans. Putting people first means that instituting term limits and initiatives and referendums must be at the core of how we govern. Let's again be a state that is moving ever upward. Let's put an end to partisan politics and begin putting people first. I am running for the New York State Assembly because I care. On November 4th, vote for Peter Vasquez as your voice in the New York State Assembly.
We just heard from candidates for the 138th District for the New York State Assembly, Republican Peterson Vasquez, and Democratic incumbent Harry Bronson. You're listening to Connections, and this hour is devoted to candidate free airtime. A free airtime message was offered to every legally qualified candidate for state Senate and state assembly, county legislature, state governor, and U.S. Senate. And today, we're hearing from the candidates who accepted our invitation. Next up, candidates from the 139th District of the New York State Assembly.
My name is Mark Rogowski, Libertarian candidate for the 139th Assembly District. Why did 74% of the eligible voters in my district not support either major political party 2 years ago? 65% did not vote, 18% cast a blank ballot, and 9% voted Libertarian. I believe it is because people are just now beginning to understand what happened to America. Everyone knows the U.S. Constitution limits the size and scope of government, and that it created a system of procedural checks and balances and financial barriers that work together to protect us against the implementation of the political philosophies that have always led to tyranny. The financial barriers are barriers that prevented government from directly taxing your income. Unfortunately, here's what happened in 1909. Congress ignored those barriers and passed a bill authorizing a direct tax on income regardless of source, an act the U.S. Supreme Court called a gross abuse of the taxing powers granted Congress by the Constitution. Ratified in 1913, that bill became the 16th Amendment, the unconstitutional law of the land authorizing an unconstitutional tax. Thank you, Democrats and Republicans. You flipped the structure of our society upside down, swung the doors to tyranny wide open, and made the Constitution just another piece of paper. As a consequence, today, 101 years later, voters are faced with the task of choosing the lesser of two evils. Which party's tyranny do you prefer? You have another choice. The U.S. Constitution was crafted on libertarian principles. Are you brave enough to make a statement with your vote that states loudly that you want to live in freedom? If you are, vote libertarian. And if you do, it won't matter to you whether your candidate wins or loses. You will be forever proud of your vote. My name is Mark Logowski, Libertarian candidate, 139th Assembly District.
Hello, I'm Steve Hawley. I'm the Assemblyman for the people of the 139th District. I'm a lifelong resident of Western New York, where I operated our family farm, and for over 35 years have owned and operated Hawley & Associates at the Insurance Center in Batavia, employing 9 people. Since being elected to the Assembly in 2006, I've been a voice for meaningful ethics reform, fiscal responsibility, lower taxes, and job growth. For years, out-of-touch downstate interests have driven our government off the rails and raised our taxes through the roof, leading to massive job losses in Western New York, while critical resources were funneled downstate at our expense. Over the last few years, however, New York has finally begun to turn the corner. We've had four consecutive on-time budgets, closing a combined $13.5 billion deficit without raising taxes. Instead, we balanced the budget by reducing spending, just like you and I do. We focused on job creation through economic development projects and increased funding for agricultural programs. I've sponsored the most stringent ethics reform introduced in state history. As your representative, I try to walk the talk. I'm the only state legislator who has received a perfect 100% score for the past 6 years on Unshackle Upstate's Economic Growth Scorecard. I'm also endorsed by the National Federation of Independent Businesses and named to Farm Bureau's Circle of Friends every year. I'm proud to be supported by these grassroots, pro-jobs organizations because they share my philosophy of allowing our free enterprise system to flourish. As a veteran and ranking member of the Assembly Veterans Affairs Committee, I have hosted 7 Patriot trips to Washington, D.C. for our veterans and their families. Truthfully, the best part about being your Assemblyman is listening to you at my regularly scheduled town hall meetings, learning what is important to you so I can reflect your values. It's been a tremendous honor serving you for the past 9 years. I hope I've earned your trust so we can continue working together to make our community a better place to live, work, and raise our families.
That was Republican incumbent Steve Hawley from the 139th District of the New York State Assembly. And before that, we heard from Libertarian Mark Glogowski from the 139th District. Coming up are candidates for State Senate, Governor of the United States Congress. This is Connections on member-supported public radio, AM 1370, FM 88.5, and FM 91.5 HD2 in Rochester, or FM 89.5 in the Finger Lakes. Welcome back to Connections. I'm Evan Dawson, and this hour is devoted to candidate-free airtime. WXXI offer this to every legally qualified candidate for state Senate and Assembly, county legislature, state governor, and United States Congress. And today we're hearing from the candidates who accepted our invitation. Next, we'll hear from candidates from the 55th District of the New York State Senate.
Hello, I'm State Senator Ted O'Brien, running for re-election on the Democratic and Working Family party lines. As a lifelong resident of this community, I understand what people here are going through because my family and I face the same challenges every day. I'm a husband and a father with 2 young daughters in public school, an employer who knows what it means to have 25 families depending on me for a living, and a homeowner who has felt the impact of rising property taxes. These experiences have helped me fight effectively for you in the state Senate. I know that crushing taxes are crippling our middle class. That's why I've never voted to raise taxes in my life. In fact, I delivered $1.5 billion in property tax relief and voted for the lowest middle-class income tax rates in 60 years. And in a changing economy, I know how vital it is that we create new jobs. In my first term, I helped pass Startup New York to attract high-tech companies to our region and cut the tax on upstate manufacturers to zero. I also raised the minimum wage and wrote the New York Jobs Protection Act to take tax breaks away from companies that ship jobs out of state. And as a father with 2 young daughters in public school, I know that we must do more to give our kids the education they deserve. That's why I fought to increase funding for schools in my district by $77 million, and why I fought to reform Common Core policies that are failing our students. I'm proud of these accomplishments, but our work is far from over. We need to pass the Women's Equality Act so women finally receive equal pay for equal work and are better protected against harassment and domestic violence. My opponent, Rich Funke, would vote against the Women's Equality Act because he opposes Roe v. Wade and a woman's right to choose, a position that's simply out of touch with our community. Rich Funke has also pledged to repeal background checks that keep guns out of the hands of criminals and harshly criticized job creation programs that are putting people to work in our community right now. The people of Monroe and Ontario counties deserve a senator who shares their priorities: lower taxes, better jobs, quality schools, and equal rights for all New Yorkers. In my first term, I fought for the little guy, the working mom, for our families, and I'm ready to continue fighting for you.
Hi, I'm Rich Funke. As a TV journalist, I spent 40 years covering the things that matter to you, both happy and heartbreaking. I've always tried to look at all sides of an issue and dig for the truth, skills that will serve me well as your state senator. I love this community, and I've always tried to give back, like raising money for Gonzalesano Children's Hospital, Camp Good Days, Ronald McDonald House, and many others. That's what public service is about, and that's what public office is about. We all share common goals. We want lower taxes, more good-paying careers, a quality education for our children. But we've been getting the short end of the stick from the career politicians in Albany. I'll fight to cut taxes and restore those star rebate checks for homeowners so hardworking families, senior citizens, and young New Yorkers can build a future here and not have to move out of the state. I'll fight for every job we have, work to create new ones, and invest in workforce training for those advanced manufacturing jobs. I'll work to replace Common Core with common sense and team with parents and educators to make sure we have the best schools possible. Right now, we are being shortchanged on state education aid, which hurts our schools, and state economic aid, which hurts our growth. That's our money in Albany, and I'll fight for our fair share. I'll support a true women's equality agenda with more protection from workplace discrimination and equal pay for equal work. I'll stand up to Albany's culture of corruption to build a more accountable, more affordable government focused on the needs of real people, not politicians. I wouldn't trade where we live for anywhere else. We have beautiful freshwater lakes, vibrant communities, open farmland, world-class universities, and great hospitals. We have brain power and an entrepreneurial spirit. George Eastman would be proud. But we have to work together. I've had a great career, loved every minute of it, and now it's time to give back. I'm not going to Albany to be something. I'm going to Albany to do something, to fight for the people I love. I want to thank WXXI for this opportunity. I'm Rich Funke, and I'm asking for your vote on Tuesday, November 4th.
We heard Republican Rich Funke, candidate for the 55th District of the New York State Senate, and before that was Democratic incumbent Ted O'Brien, also from District 55. You can watch the videos of all of these free airtime spots on our website. Just go to WXXINews.org and click on Candidate Free Airtime on the right side of the page near the top. Now we'll hear from some more candidates for New York State Senate. These are from the 56th, 59th, 61st, and 62nd districts.
Hi, my name is Joe Robach, and I am running for re-election to the New York State Senate. Throughout my tenure, I've had the distinct privilege of providing a strong voice for the Rochester, Monroe County, and upstate areas. I have championed the causes that I hear our neighbors in Monroe County call for every day, such as lessening the tax burden, increasing job opportunities, and securing a fair share of resources for economic development, roads, bridges, and education. In addition, I've worked in a bipartisan manner to reform state government and made it more open and transparent. I've earned a reputation for working hard and getting results for the men, women, and families that I have the privilege to represent. I've also made it a priority to have a strong presence in my diverse district, regularly attending public events and meetings to get the pulse of our community. I pride myself on being accessible to my constituents, and I'm proud to have a proven record of providing excellent services to all the residents of the 56th District. When reelected, my top issues will continue to be job creation, creating an improved tax structure, ensuring state government is using the resources to the highest efficiency, and making sure that upstate New York has a strong voice in Albany. It has been an honor of a lifetime to serve the people of Rochester, Brighton, Clarkson, Gates, Greece, Hamlin, and Parma. Thank you for your time and consideration.
I'm Senator Pat Gallivan. the Republican, Conservative, and Independence Party candidate seeking re-election to the New York State Senate. Over the past 4 years, it's been my honor to represent the 59th Senate District, which includes the towns of Henrietta and Wheatland, portions of Livingston and Erie counties, and Wyoming County in its entirety. From large suburban towns to small rural communities, our district is diverse. But as residents, we have a common goal, a state government that gives all New Yorkers the opportunity to succeed. I'm proud that the legislature has worked to pass 4 consecutive on-time budgets that have avoided new taxes and fees. In fact, we've enacted nearly 50 tax cuts and imposed a tax and spending cap, saving taxpayers billions of dollars. We've cut taxes across the board, including property taxes, corporate taxes, small business taxes, and income taxes, which are at their lowest level in over 60 years. I've also worked to reform New York's burdensome regulatory system, cutting red tape in order to save businesses time and money. Our goal is to foster private sector job growth so that all New Yorkers have the opportunity to succeed right here at home. To help make sure our young people are prepared for success, we increased funding to education this year by more than $1 billion, and we continue our effort to restore cuts imposed by the gap elimination adjustment. I will continue to push to ensure adequate and equitable funding for our schools, and more importantly, for our children. We have made great progress over the past 4 years, but there is much more work to be done to make New York the best place to live, work, and raise a family. I'm Senator Pat Gallivan, and you can be assured that I will continue to honor the trust you placed in me as your elected representative, fellow citizen, and friend. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Elaine Altman, and I'm the Democratic candidate running to be the next state senator of Election District 61. I'm the daughter of first-generation Americans, the mother of 3 grown sons, and someone who has worked as a teacher and staff development center director for over 24 years. I'm a proud worker who strongly believes workers are underrepresented in Albany. I lobbied in Albany for 5 years to ask for greater support to strengthen educational programs, which would prepare our kids for the challenges of adulthood. My efforts amounted to false hope and empty promises. We want our kids to find jobs in our communities. We want our workers to earn living wages. But that is not the case. It is harder and harder for us to live comfortably and save for the future. Many of us live paycheck to paycheck. The poorest of us are doing worse than ever. We need solutions from Albany. We need representation. For too long, the constituents of the 61st District have been subject to lip service rather than results. The families of this community deserve better, and I believe we can do better. Together, we can fight to bring accountable leadership back to the state Senate. In doing so, we can return the focus to the core issues afflicting our community, growing our economy, driving job creation, and lowering taxes. I don't have the deep pockets of corporate America, but I have something better. Experience. And with your support, I will take that experience with me to Albany and relentlessly pursue an agenda which will serve the interests of the majority. Our issues need representation from a full-time legislator. Our time is now, and our voices must be heard. I am Elaine Altman, and I ask for your vote on Election Day. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Johnny Destino, your endorsed Democratic candidate for New York State Senate. I'm asking for your vote on November 4th so that our district can move in a new direction. As a husband and father of 3 young sons, I'm invested in the future of New York State. I'm the only candidate in this race with a platform for the future of Western New York and have proposed serious ethics reforms to combat the rampant lawlessness of our career politicians. I am a practicing attorney with a record of standing up to political corruption in Albany and have represented women subjected to sexual harassment by a sitting assemblyman, leading to his resignation earlier this year. Given the cloud of suspicion surrounding our outgoing Republican senator, we can't afford to elect his hand-chosen successor while the U.S. Attorney's Office is still investigating his gross misuse of campaign funds. As a member of Niagara Falls and Orleans-Niagara-Boces Boards of Education, I have budget and legislative experience necessary to be successful in Albany on day one. To date, I've received major labor endorsements from NYSIT, United Auto Workers, Communications Workers, Electrical Workers, and many others. I'm committed to restoring funding cuts to public education and will fight for mandate relief so that the 2% tax cap doesn't further harm our middle-class working families. One of my proposals to help New York families is to create a student loan refinancing program that will take advantage of our state's improved credit rating to lower interest rates for those currently locked into high-rate loans. Prior to becoming an attorney and entering public life, I was an information technology professional, helping the Seneca Nation of Indians open all three of their casinos in Western New York. This private sector management experience and my experience in public finance and legislation as a school board member is what truly sets me apart from the career politician selected to run against me this year. I've established a great working relation with our local elected officials and Lieutenant Governor candidate Kathy Hochul to ensure that upstate New York will have a strong voice in Albany. This is your chance to send a true professional to Albany, and I'm asking for your support on November 4th. Please visit DestinoForSenate.com for more information. Thank you.
We just heard Johnny Destino, Democrat from the 62nd District of the New York State Senate. And before that was Elaine Altman, Democratic candidate from the 61st District, Republican incumbent Patrick Gallivan from the 59th District, and Republican incumbent Joe Robach from the 56th District. Now in its 16th year, candidate-free airtime provides candidates in selected local and state races with the opportunity to share their views with the greater Rochester community through WXXI. You can see all of our candidate-free airtime statements on WXXINews.org or on WXXI YouTube, our YouTube channel. Next up are two of the candidates for governor of New York State.
My name is Michael McDermott, and I am the Libertarian candidate for governor of New York State. For decades, our future has been dictated by the failed policies of the Democrat and Republican parties and their entrenched special interest groups, resulting in an exodus of jobs and people leaving New York. It is time that we replace the entrenched career politicians with freedom-loving people like you and me. As a libertarian, my plan is to reduce government in a responsible way through a well-thought-out, step-by-step process. There will be a dramatic reduction of government intrusion into the lives and business of New Yorkers. Using libertarian principles, I guarantee every New Yorker will be less burdened by red tape and wasted spending of your money under my leadership. I have a plan that will stem the flow of people fleeing New York State because of high taxes and the worst business climate in the nation. I agree with the over 75% of New Yorkers who think our taxes are too high. Our taxes are too damned high. My plan is to completely eliminate the state income tax for all taxpaying New Yorkers. Sound impossible? It isn't. It's very doable. New York State collects over $40 billion a year in state income tax. This will be accomplished by subjecting each governmental department's budget to a rigorous evaluation to eliminate unnecessary and frivolous spending. There's a lot of that. Do you believe you deserve a raise? I certainly do. The average taxpayer will receive a $4,000 raise. It's your money. You earned it. You should keep it. Seven other states have no state income tax, and their economy is much healthier for it. Vote for the only candidate that is going to reverse the ever-growing state government and give you back the power. Freedom and liberty are worth fighting for. Your vote is a vote for cutting the bloated bureaucracy and restoring New York to the empire state it once was. Together, we will reduce your tax burden, increase your freedom, and restore the liberty and pride that you deserve to have in our great state. For more information, visit our website at votemcdermott.org.
This is Westchester County Executive Rob Astorino. I'm running for governor because New Yorkers need two things: good jobs and tax relief. I'm tired of the gimmicks by corrupt Albany politicians like Andrew Cuomo, who give tax breaks to the wealthy donors while we get nothing. New Yorkers pay the highest taxes in America, 40% more than the average American. Where's our break? Albany's taxes have made New York the state with the worst economic outlook in America. That's unacceptable. The Wall Street Journal praised my bold tax cut plan, calling it a plan for New York's revival. Astorino's tax reform would lift the state's flagging economy, they said. And that's right. My tax cut and economic development plan is real. It's not based on gimmicks. It's based on reality. The Astorino-Moss plan will make New York the most competitive state in the Northeast again. That's how we get good jobs back to Rochester. And as for that corruption in Albany, it's time for state term limits. I delivered tax cuts and term limits as county executive. I'll do the same as governor. We need new blood and fresh ideas in Albany. I'll repeal Governor Cuomo's unconstitutional SAFE Act, and I'll stop Cuomo's Common Core and replace it with better standards created at the local level with the input of parents and teachers. New York doesn't need more of Cuomo's nasty, negative, and false advertising. It needs solutions to bring jobs and tax relief to Rochester families. I'm Rob Astorino, and I have those solutions. I'd be honored to have your vote on Tuesday, November 4th.
That was two of our candidates for governor of New York State, Libertarian Michael McDermott and Republican Rob Astorino. I'm Evan Dawson, and this hour of Connections is devoted to candidate-free airtime. You can find the podcast on our website at WXXINews.org. Our final two candidates this hour are running for the 25th District of the United States Congress.
Hi, I'm Louise Slaughter, and I'm the Democrat candidate for Congress in the 25th District. And I've worked hard to deliver for Rochester and to earn my reputation as a straight shooter and a tough fighter for the people of my district. My highest priority has been and continues to be rebuilding the economy of Western New York. And that's why I fought hard to secure not only one but two of the country's largest transportation infrastructure grants, which will create jobs while improving the transportation infrastructure of our region. The first project is filling in the inner loop to reconnect neighborhoods while addressing three structurally deficient bridges in our city. Second, we're about to break ground on a beautiful brand new transportation center to replace the old Amtrak station. And I was proud to secure the funding for a new VA outpatient center that will be twice as big as the one we have on West Fall Road and will offer more services so our local veterans will get the care they deserve right here in Monroe County. I've worked hard to position us as the optics and photonics capital of the world by bringing new companies, federal investments, and high-tech jobs to Rochester. Thanks to this work, we're ready to compete for $200 million in federal funding for photonics manufacturing, which will be a real game changer for our local economy. As I said before, we're making progress. The unemployment rate is dropping, the economy is growing, but there is so much more that we have to do. And you know I'll always fight to protect Medicare and Social Security and not to privatize them. It is a true privilege to represent you in Congress. I take my responsibility very seriously. I respectfully ask for your vote this November so that we can deliver for the Rochester area together. Thank you, and thanks to WXXI for providing this free airtime for all candidates. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Mark Assini, and I'm running for Congress as a Republican in New York's 25th Congressional District. This year's election for Congress is different from most because everyone knows Congress is broken. We can't fix Congress by sending the same people back that broke it to begin with. It will be my job to reach across the aisle to fix Congress. 2 minutes will prohibit in-depth discussion, but I can outline the issues. We need jobs right now. The workforce participation rate is at a record 36-year low. Many of our children and grandchildren have to leave the state just to find work. Why is the job market struggling? You can't have the world's highest business tax and expect businesses to grow and hire employees in this competitive global economy. We must reduce business taxes to grow the job market. We must fix Obamacare. Republicans need to move forward on those fixes, and Democrats must realize that flaws exist. One example of a flaw is with Medicare Advantage. Obamacare cuts $156 billion over 10 years from Medicare Advantage to help pay for the over $1 trillion in government subsidies for individuals buying insurance on the exchange in that same time period. The result has been skyrocketing premiums for our seniors and the elimination of almost 19,000 plans for Medicare Advantage subscribers just this year. Seniors are getting raked over the coals, and it must stop. How? Subsidies must be reduced, and Medicare funding must be restored. The last subject is term limits. I co-sponsored the term limits law that passed in Monroe County. It's time for term limits in Washington. Our president is limited to 8 years, and our Congress should be also. The career politician is one of the main problems plaguing Congress. I thank you for your time, and I ask you for your vote.
Republican Mark Essini and Democratic incumbent Louise Slaughter, both running for the 25th District for the United States Congress. You can watch the videos of all of these free airtime spots on our website. Just go to WXXINews.org, click on Candidate Free Airtime on the right side of the page, near the top. Or you can listen to the podcast of this program at WXXINews.org. And be sure to join us for complete election night coverage Tuesday evening, beginning at 9 o'clock, no end time. We will be done whenever we need to be, so we hope you'll be with us on Tuesday evening. I'm Evan Dawson, and you've been listening to Candidate Free Airtime on Connections from member-supported public radio.